Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Rakesh Kapoor. R-A-K-E-S-H-K-A-P-O-O-R. Rakesh Kapoor. Date of birth is 9-18-58. Date of accident 7-28-2022. Date of service is 15. Sorry, date of service is 6-28-2023. Mr. Rakesh Kapoor complains of the following issues: shortness of breath after walking 1 to 2 blocks, lack of sleep up to 3 to 4 hours, history of constipation. Besides that, patient has complained of pain in the right shoulder to the level of 6 and 7, left shoulder to the level of 7, pain in the neck is around 3, and lower back pain is 5. He denies any radiation of pain to the upper extremities or fingers, or lower extremities or toes. The patient has a difficult time lifting right shoulder beyond 90 degrees despite surgery, and to the left shoulder up to 130 degrees. The healing is going very well for the right shoulder. He's undergoing physical therapy, and the range is slowly improving. Pain is diminishing, and he reports that his headaches are much less, and there's no history of dizziness, vertigo any longer. No vision problems, memory problems are reported. no issues with the vision or hearing or any other major issues. No confusion, disorientation is reported. Some anxiety and depression is present. He can walk reasonably well. He's working full time at this time on his light duty job. The pain in the knee is not present anymore, or hips. They're all healed up. Patient reports that he has almost 60% improvement since the time of accident, and pain level varies from 6 to 8. The ADLs are affected too on a scale of 1 to 10. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the substance abuse compliance history, physical examination. The blood pressure is 115/79, pulse is 86. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 4/29/2023. dictation number 0503-098. With the following modification, the range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain: the Hoffman's in cervical spine, Hoffman's sign, Sperling sign, and Lerner test, distraction test are negative. In thoracic spine, Rooster slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Berger test negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. Second iliac joints. In the sacroiliac joint, there is a mild tenderness bilaterally, with the standing flexion test being negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test negative, and Gosselin test is negative. And in the extremities examination for the right shoulder, the patient has small scars in the front and back for the recent surgery, and on inspection, Otherwise, the shoulder is appearing normal, no swelling, contusion, laceration, or any other hematoma noticed. And palpation reveals no major tenderness. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees of abduction without pain. And passive movements are normal. Muscle strength is 4x5. And Hawking Kennedy test it could not be ascertained due to the pain in the shoulder secondary to the surgery. The left shoulder examination is the same as previous thing, and the rest of the diagnoses are same. Plan is to continue physical therapy for the shoulder as well as for the neck and lower back. The patient is advised about traction, massage, yoga, meditation, home exercises. Patient will continue seeing his orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Cohen, for further issue with the left shoulder in case it need to be operated. The patient is on a light duty disability for 7 hours, 6 days, for 7 pounds. The MRIs were discussed to the patient again, and the cervical MRI has nothing but issues of osteophyte complex causing the pain, and there is no determination about the auto accident related issues except for facet hypertrophy that is present throughout. However, the patient can continue his treatment and therapies and traction of the neck and neck exercises. The MRI of the brain was also reviewed with the patient, and it appears that the patient has a mild focus of hyper-intense T2 signal within the deep cerebral white matter of bilateral frontal lobes. That could be non-specific, related to possibly traumatic injury, to migraine headaches, to prior inflammation, and the patient is referred to a neurologist for these issues. No acute intracranial abnormality was identified. The neuroquant study was not done. The patient is otherwise stable. And he's following through with other specialists, especially pulmonary specialist and a neurologist for further care. An EMG nerve condition test was ordered earlier that has not been done. That'll be the end of dictation. Patient is advised to see us in 30 days' time. Thank you, sir.